Hey, if you're joining us online, this has to be the most boring time you've ever tuned into a church. So we're thrilled.
We could sing and dance, but the last time YouTube didn't like that much.
That is true. So the one time I sang and danced on stage, YouTube blocked us. So yep. We just got done doing a production called Archie the Angel. If you would like to purchase the book, you can do it. If you're watching us online, you can go to the website. You can find out how to do it. Patty Amston Ministries. And again, everybody who's with us this morning, the books are on sale in the back. I promise you, the illustration, the photos in there are absolutely gorgeous. It's so well done, and as well as you heard, the poetry. So I'm going to take 7, 8, 9 minutes, something like that. I have just kind of one thought I want to share with everybody. And so I have the challenge today to do it with the kids in here, but we'll be able to achieve it. Brooke, are we good? Okay, we got a thumbs up in the back. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to take a couple minutes to share with you a perspective of God with us. Hey, kids, I have a question for you. And if you can do this, I just need to hear the word yes. Can you listen to me for 7 minutes?
Yes!
Oh, yes. Hang on. We can't do yes in church. I'm going to teach you what the old people do. Get ready to say the word amen, okay? That one's not with the parent. Oh, that one's mine. Look at that. He's good. I got three more. So, okay. So, kids, I'm about to ask you a question. If you agree with it, you got to say amen. Can you listen to me for 7 minutes?
Amen.
Amen. You switched it up on me, although both of them are actually correct. So, here's what I want to do. The last couple Sunday mornings, we've been looking at the perspective of Joseph's perspective of what was happening on this Christmas morning. We looked at Mary's perspective of what happened on this Christmas morning. Today, I want to look at an angel's perspective. Wait, what? Okay, so in this Bible narrative, in this story, this cast of characters that we're looking at, do you realize angels are showing up all the time to like Elizabeth's husband and going, hey, down the road, you're going to have a baby, and here's who he's going to be. He's called John. And then showing up to Mary and going, hey, down the road, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have a baby, and his name's Jesus. And she's going to go, but I don't know a guy. And he's going, that's all right. God's going to take care of this side of it. And so you have these angels showing up all the time. But the main angel that I want to look at today is these angels that showed up to the shepherds. So here's what the angels that showed up to the shepherds said. They said, down the road, in a town called Bethlehem, there's a Savior that's been born. And I keep using this phrase down the road because a master poet in America, he's a country music star. If you know me, you can't believe I just said that. How many have ever heard the name Rascal Flatts? Okay, well, he rewrote a good guy song and said, life is a highway, I'm going to live it my way, right? How many have ever heard life is like a highway? We're on a journey going down the road. Well, I want to tell you about the road that Joseph and Mary were trying to go down. Because Joseph had a relationship with this girl named Mary that went away for 3 months. So he's planning a wedding without her. He's trying to get ready to he has this woman he's betrothed to, trying to be in a relationship. She leaves for 3 months, ends up coming back. And when Joseph sees her, his thought might have been this, man, she gained some weight while she was gone. Okay, guys, if I'm shallow, I apologize, but that might have gone through his head, right? Because he's getting married, and at some point, he comes up to her and he goes, hey, we just need to talk just a little bit. Mary, I noticed that you've, you're getting thick around the midsection, and it feels like something's going on. And Mary, I'm wondering if she starts doing this nervous laugh. Joseph, or Joey, that's what I call him. Joey, the funniest thing happened a while back. Joey, have you ever talked to someone and they're laughing and you know on the backside you're not going to be? I'm thinking this is where Joseph was at this point. So this nervous laugh is happening and all of a sudden she looks at him as straight face as possible and goes, I'm expecting. He's like, what do you mean expect? Have you been ordering from Amazon again just because you're on Prime and you get free shipping? You know we're saving up for a wedding. What do you mean you're expecting? I'm expecting a baby. Whose baby? right? So now Joseph and Mary have this very odd interaction that now they're expecting a baby, that no one was expecting the baby. Joseph goes away privately, and here's what Joseph decided to do. I'm going to divorce her. I'm going to get separation. I'm going to go just down to the courthouse, sign a few pieces of paper. I'm going to get separated from her. And guess what? That solves the problem. But I'm going to do it privately because I'm still a man of honor. So he decides to do this, except an angel now shows up. And an angel shows up and goes, hey, you can actually trust Mary. Everything she's saying to you is absolutely right. So now Joseph, as every good husband knows this, sometimes you have to go back to your wife and go, hey, what you told me was right and I was wrong. No man wants to do it, but every once in a great while we have to. And so he goes back to say, hey, I now believe you, even though I was about to divorce you. Oh, and by the way, it's going to get even worse because the bill just showed up in the mail we didn't know about, a tax. So now this tax bill shows up, and guess what they have to do? They have to travel from Collinsville, Illinois to Chicago by walking. How many are ready to do that 9 months pregnant? 9.5 months. She was very pregnant at this point. And I am an expert to be able to speak on this. My wife has had 4 children. And if anyone knows the pain and suffering of childbirth, it's me. I have traveled with a woman that has been pregnant before. Their poor feet. Come on, someone, guys. What happens? Those itty-bitty piggies become big piggies, right? Like, things just start swelling up. And you got to pull the donkey over because I'm going to throw up again because she had morning sickness. Not this late in. I know that ends in the first trimester, but I thought the joke would work. Okay, so she's having to pull over. We have to quit stopping. She's sleeping out underneath the stars. Joseph's trying to sell her on the idea that this is a great outdoor experience. Look at the view. And she goes, I don't want a view. You know what I want? I want a hot tub, I want room service, and I wanted a padded cushion on top of a nice, comfortable, you better have us a great hotel when we get there. Joseph goes, funny that you said that. I was on Travelocity, and I couldn't find a good enough deal, so I'm thinking when I get there, I will get us a great deal. So all of a sudden, they show up in Bethlehem, and they go from end to end, house to house, town to town, and guess what? As the famous scripture says, there was no room for them in the inn. And so now they are celebrating the birth of their first child, his half-child, in a stable, in a manger, with animals. And here's all I'm going to tell you, is the angels were smiling about this entire situation because they knew down the road. See, sometimes we think we have to get our life better before God can break in. But God goes, no, I'm already planning on breaking in at the ideal time, because if I was Jesus, here's how I would have orchestrated my birth. The heavens open, a hospital bed get delivered at the temple with maids and music and soft lavender, the people in your essential oils are just floating all over the place, and there would be soft music, and Jesus would be born, and Mary's good 10 minutes later, and it would be beautiful. But I'm not God. Everyone say amen for that. Kids, amen? Amen. Oh, you were a lot better earlier. Give it to me one more time. Amen, kids?
Amen.
Here's what Jesus decided to show up to. Jesus decided to show up into a relationship that might have had tension in it. How healthy do you think the relationship was between Mary and Joseph when Mary knew that Joseph was about to divorce her? Do you think it was a healthy relationship? Do you think they were talking all the times about the great things, you know, that other people were saying about them? In this bad relationship is where Jesus said, don't worry, down the road, I'm planning on breaking in. And then, by the way, they had a bill, a tax show up. Do you owe money to anybody? Do you owe money to the IRS? Has your paychecks been garnered any time away? I have great news for you. Down the road, you're the ideal candidate for Jesus to break into, for Jesus to be born into. Have you ever had a situation in your life where you thought your travel plans, or can I say this, you had your life organized and the place to stay, but everything about your life seems to be in upheaval? Joseph and Mary, they had a place, they had a job, and next thing you know, he's having to travel, pay a bill that he didn't have money for, with a relationship that had strain on it. And by the way, I love it. They had to go to his hometown, so the way I read it during this holiday season, she had to go see her in-laws. Jesus was in that moment. So in this holiday season, when we're doing all this stuff, and it's about presents, about Christmas carols, it's about TV shows, it's about visiting in-laws, it's about traveling, it's about bills that you probably don't have the money to pay. When it's all about this, I have great news for you. This is the ideal season that Jesus wants to show up in. I think the most tragic thing that I hear all the time is people say, well, I need to fix myself a little bit so I can start going to church. And I say, you got to start going to church and let Jesus start fixing you. Because if we think we can fix the relationships, if we fix our financials, if we can fix kind of our vocation and where we're at this time, if we can fix the house life, if we think we can just fix that all by ourselves, you're missing out on the opportunity for Jesus to break in down the road of your life. So if you're here today, I want to give you the opportunity to run into Jesus. And I know I've said this fast, and I've probably said this a little more high energy than I normally do, because we had 40 plus kids up here, and you're trying to keep their attention, and I'm trying to keep your attention from not getting to their attention. But I'm going to pause here, and I'm going to say this on this holiday season. The worst thing that I could do is not give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus Christ. And what do I mean by that? For him to be here for you. I don't know where your relationships are right now. I don't know if you have a man or a wife that feels like at any moment they're going to leave. I don't know if you're looking for the right woman or man to be a part of your life, but to me it's the ideal time for Jesus to break in. I don't know where you are with your finances, with your debt and who you owe, but it's the ideal time for Jesus to break in. And the best and easiest way to do that is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So kids, can you guys help me out one more time? I'm going to pray one time, and then I have a really big announcement I want to tell everybody. But kids, can you do this? Can you fold your hands like this? And then whoever's lap you're on, kind of give them a nudge and have them fold their hands like this. And everyone, close your eyes. And here's why I'm asking everybody to do this. If you're here today and you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you recognize that this holiday is more than just about singing carols and giving gifts, but it's about the greatest gift that ever came, and we can't help but sing carols about it, I'm going to ask you to simply just raise your hand in the air so that I can see you. By putting your hand in the air, I love it. I see kids, I see adults, hands all around this room going up. I'm not even going to try to count out or call out, but 10, 15 hands. Can we all say this prayer together? Jesus, we see ourselves on the road of life, but we're done traveling without you. I'm not asking for you to be my co-pilot. I'm asking you to be the driver. Forgive me of my sins. Become Lord of my life. And today I receive the gift that the angels sang about, that the shepherds saw, that the magi traveled to. I received that gift for myself. God, I thank you for all the hands that went up around this room. Lord, today it was a day of quickness, but Lord, you do things in the moment. So many times people were waiting for this Savior of God, but the moment you decided to show up, it happened in an instant. So in our lives today, right now, we ask for lives to be changed in an instant. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So for those that raise your hand, there are just too many to try to grab you at the end of church. There's Roy standing in the back. Hey, kids, do this. Say, hi, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
That's Roy in the back. I made half the introduction already. I need you to go and just do the other half of the introduction. We're having baptism. 2 weeks from now, we need your name on a piece of paper so that you can celebrate this with you. Okay, kids, can you say this? Big news.
Big news.
Exciting news.
Exciting news.
Give it to us.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'll give you both of it. Okay, so if you look to your right and left, you'll see that we had to redecorate this morning because the kids being in here, we had to get rid of couches. We had to add a lot of chairs in order to be ready for the next couple services. One of the greatest tragedies that happen to a church is they grow to the point where they don't allow room for new people to come grow with them. So we here at Navigation Church, we've been seeing such consistent growth. Actually, I could almost go week after week after week. We have decided to go to 2 services on Sunday morning. This is going to give greater opportunity for more people to come be a part of us. This is going to be a greater opportunity for more of you to turn and serve on a Sunday morning so that other people can find their way to the foot of the cross. So starting... Some people would say you're going to 2 services so you can record the second one in your sermons better. Let's not judge, okay? Actually, it's going to be 2 services identical. Child care at both of them, coffee bar at both of them, preaching and worship at both of them. So starting February 4th, now some of you may know that date because it's a big day for football, right? Right around here, we actually do something called Football Sunday where we show a 40-minute video of players from both of the teams that will be in the Super Bowl that day. It's always a big day around here, so we're just going to start our 2 services on that day. We're going to do 9:05 and 10:45 every Sunday morning starting February 4th. And so I just want to let you know it's a great time to be a part of Navigation Church because as you could see, or not see because your eyes were closed, but when we call for salvation, people are giving their life to God. Next week, they're coming back. We had someone actually fill out a baptismal card and hadn't even been to the church yet. There are people seeking God, and we want to be there to help them do it. So we are excited about this next step and our church's growing relationship with Jesus Christ. And we are thrilled that all of you are going to be taking it with us. So again, starting February 4th, we're going to be going to multiple services. Throughout the month of December and January, we will continue to give information on that. But it's a great time to be a part of what God's doing here on the earth. So for our first-time guest, thank you so much for being here with us today. We are thrilled that you joined us on this day.